Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 378, all the stanzas. Give thanks to God, for good is He. His grace abideth ever. To Him all praise and glory be. His mercy faileth never. And what follows in all the stanzas of Psalter 378.
scripture reading for this Thanksgiving morning can be found in the book of Psalms, and thereof, beginning with Psalm 119, beginning with verse 65 to 72. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 65 to 72. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have foraged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thus far.
Let us try to pray. O Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, we can read in thy word that thou art very great. Thou art clothed with majesty and with honor. Thou coverest thyself with light as with a garment. Thou stretchest out the heavens as a curtain. Thou layest the beams of thy chambers in the waters. Thou makest the clouds thy chariot. Thou walkest upon the wings of the wind. And so as the God of providence over the creation that thou hast made, wherein thou hast placed us and our children in this time, we have received of thy benefits and of thy blessings. And we are gathered here in this morning and in this day, in a special day set aside that we may attempt to acknowledge thee. For thou makest the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine to make glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. And although that thou hast afflicted and chastised us in the season that is past, when thou hast withheld the rain from the skies, and when thou hast parched the ground, yet thou hast not given us over unto death, and thou hast dealt less with us than our iniquities deserve. Wilt thou give us then eyes to behold the greatness of thy mercies and of thy blessings, that we may acknowledge thee aright, and that also the way, the dealings that thou hast had with us in the season that is gone by may not go by us for the profit of our souls. For we are creatures that are blind to see thy great goodness, and also cannot receive the lessons of thy discipline, except that thou dost give us a sanctified eye. Wilt thou remember each and every one of us, Thou hast given unto us also in our land peace, that we may also have quietness in the midst of our church, that we may be able to concentrate upon thy holy word, that we may be able to live in love and in peace and in unity with one another. And we may acknowledge thee, that thou dost not deal with us according to our many, many sins, but that thou givest thy word in a rich measure. Thou givest to us yet a little strength, and bringest thy word also by way of the reading services and other of thy servants who may come among us. Oh, that also for these blessings our hearts may acknowledge thee aright this day, that also the profit thereof may be one day experienced and also seen, that it may be made manifest on that great day of days, what thy blessings and what the chastisements have wrought among us, that there may be a people who may also from our midst be observed to be placed upon thy right hand upon that great day of days. It is a short journey here below, between the cradle and the grave, and we are dependent upon thee each and every day. Wilt thou give that dependency to grow also in the lives of those that have crosses and that have burdens to bear above others, for thou knowest their place and all that thou hast laid upon their shoulders. Wilt thou be with those that mourn in such days as this, for the missing day by day that can be so very great, and that thou wouldst be thyself near unto each and every one of them, and that they may experience that thou indeed art a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord, that thou may remember all thy servants as they do go forth also in this day, and the students to bring thy word in this day of acknowledgement of thee. Then it is necessary that they also receive strength from above, and wisdom and courage and the ability to lay out thy holy word in clarity, in sincerity. Remember thy servant with his wife and with his children, who will be leaving in this coming, in this week, to go to Bolivia. Oh, that thou may look upon them in this way wherein that thou dost lead them. And when the time comes for them to part with those whom they love, that their strength altogether may be in thee, and that they may look up unto thee daily also when the mountains are lying before them in the learning of the language of that land, and when so many things shall be so new for them. Oh, that the end, the purpose, that this may be in their view, and that there may be a desire and a longing to give themselves all together for this work in thy service. Lord, that thou may remember all those that have that go forth to bring thy word, and all those that are persecuted for the sake of thy great name, that thou may give them courage, and that they also may be given to see thy mercies and thy benefits, And that those are so much greater than all the suffering that must be endured in this world. And that they may be given to deny themselves, therefore. That they may receive the prize that is upon the end of the journey. And that we, with our children in the days in the land of prosperity, may not be left behind. That it may not be a curse unto us, but that Thou may look upon us in Thy mercy. Lord, that Thou may strengthen us for this hour, that we may receive what is necessary to bring this little portion of Thy Word, a little strength for our body, and what is necessary, clarity in our mind, and all that, and Thy Holy Spirit in our heart, that may burn for the glory of Thy name and for the welfare of the souls of young and old. And wilt Thou forgive and take away our many, many sins? Wilt Thou look upon the land in which that we do dwell? When also in a national way this day is a commemoration, but wherein there is so much rebellion, and there is so much fighting against Thee and Thy Word, then we know not how long anymore that as such a day will be proclaimed in a national way. O Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou mayest look upon us with our children in Thy mercy, and wilt Thou grant us still years of peace in such a way that we may meet with our children under Thy holy word. O Lord, remember us in Thy mercy. Be with us in this hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 402 all the stanzas. O sing ye hallelujah, 'tis good our God to praise, 'tis pleasant and becoming to Him our songs to raise. We announce that we remind the congregation that the catechism classes hope to begin next week Sunday afternoon and next week Monday evening. And the collection today, the Thanksgiving Day collection, is for the church fund unless otherwise marked. The Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 402, all the stanzas. beloved congregation, we read here in this portion of Psalm 119, David says, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word." Can we say that also on this Thanksgiving Day? The duty of gratitude that lies upon each and every man, woman, boy, and girl in this whole world. That is our Creator. He is also our sustainer and our provider. And therefore, we owe Him gratitude. The Church of God owes Him a double debt of gratitude for blessings that are not only temporal, but also blessings that are spiritual. Gratitude, true gratitude, is much more difficult than the superficial man realizes. In our discontentment, then we are so often complaining more about the things that we think that we miss and need and lack, then we are blessing the Lord for His provisions. We say sometimes to one another to count our blessings, but our blessings are not so easy to count. Can we count them? And why are they so difficult to count? In the first place, because they are multiplied beyond our ability to count. Most of them we do not realize even until that we have to miss them. And so we cannot count them. But there is also another reason why it is so difficult for us to count our blessings. And that is because we do not recognize all of them as blessings. And if we do not recognize it as a blessing, then we cannot count it as such. And that is what we hope to consider something of with you in this morning hour with the Lord's help. Out of this portion which has been read, Psalm 119, and thereof the 71st verse. Psalm 119, verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." So far, the words of our text. David acknowledges the goodness of the Lord. First, what he acknowledges to be good. "It is good for me that I have been afflicted." Second, why he acknowledges it to be good, "that I might learn thy statutes." Thus, David acknowledges the goodness of the Lord. First, what he acknowledges to be good. And second, why he acknowledges it to be good. "It is good for me that I have been afflicted." Thus, how many of us have counted our afflictions among the blessings of the Lord to be acknowledged on this Thanksgiving Day? By nature, we do not. And therefore, this what David says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted," is a consequence of a sanctified perception. That is, a perception that has been cleansed, a perception that sees as the natural man does not see. It is a perception of grace. Thus grace teaches a man not only what is right and what is wrong, but grace is also teaching a man what is good. Thus nature and grace, they have different perceptions about what is good. God is good. God is also the author of all good. God knows what is good also for his children. And all of the dealings of the Lord with his church are in his goodness. But what is truly good for us, that is not always perceived by us to be good. And so that is also with afflictions. Our children, they do not consider it to be good for them when they are disciplined, do you, children? You say, that is not good. But the Lord says otherwise. Because the Lord says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And therefore the Lord, though you say it is not good, the Lord, he says, it is good. So the Lord also says it concerning his children, that no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. But he says, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Thus the Lord says, it is good. Why? It is good for that which it is bringing forth. Under the rod, God's children, they are often as a bullock that is unaccustomed to the yoke, that they desire to throw off that rod. Jacob, he said, Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. And we can well understand that Jacob, he says, all these things are against me. But the Lord says to Jacob, all these things are good for you. The Lord said to Jeremiah, I send my people into the land of Chaldea for their good. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, I go away. And because I say these things, sorrow hath filled your heart. It is to you an affliction. But he says, it is expedient for you that I go away. It is good for you that I go away. Three times the Apostle Paul has besought the Lord that he would take away that thorn that he had given to him in his flesh. Why? Because his flesh could not consider that thorn to be good. But the Lord, by his grace, did sanctify the perception of the servant of the Lord, that he may glory in his afflictions, and so consider in himself that that which his flesh would throw off, his soul may call good. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Thus, it is Thanksgiving Day. And we gather in this Thanksgiving Day to acknowledge the Lord. And now we may ask also each and every one of you, what are now those afflictions? Because those are perhaps the things that in this morning hour we have not counted as our blessings. Thus, what are now those afflictions that the Lord has laid upon us in this past season? He has withheld from us for some time the rain. Are there those for whom it has destroyed your crop, that perhaps you are not able to bring in to the house of the Lord that offering that your soul would desire? Or can you say before the Lord, in this morning hour, it is good for me that I have been afflicted? Others of you, you are tradesmen. Others of you have your own business. Has the Lord afflicted you in your business? And if so, are you able to say, it is good for me that I have been afflicted? Are there troubles that are in your household? Maybe with children, tears of fathers, tears of mothers, grievous tears, weeping of the heart. Can we even say concerning these things, it is good for me that I have been afflicted? Or maybe in your household, the Lord has visited you with ill health. A son, a daughter, yourself, in your mind, in your body. Are you able to say on this Thanksgiving morning, it is good for me that I have been afflicted? We have even stood with some of you in the season that is gone by at an open grave. Thus there are those that have to miss a dear husband, a dear father, a dear wife, a dear mother. Oh, are you even able, under all your afflictions, to say with David on this Thanksgiving day, it is good for me that I have been afflicted? What does David say here? He says, the proud have forged a lie against me. Thus, there was in the midst of the people those who were his enemies, and they are spreading lies about him. And he says, their heart is as fat as grease, fat that does not feel. Thus, he says that they don't feel it when they spread their lies about me. But this has been a great affliction unto me. And then often we say, how can this affliction that I have to bear be good? And yet David, he says that it is good. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Why? He gives the reason that is our second thought. Why he acknowledges this affliction to be good. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. That is his reason. Thus the Lord does not lay the afflictions upon David and upon his people in a random way. But the Lord, he has a purpose. He has a reason. There is an end in the Lord's view. David, he says what it is. He says that I may learn. That I may learn something thus that is for instruction. It is for learning. It is for gathering knowledge. Affliction is a good teacher. Maybe young people, you go to school. Maybe you are very intelligent. Maybe you can learn very easily, I don't know. Maybe you also have a desire that you may learn more things, other things. But now we have a question for you on this Thanksgiving Day. Do you have a desire also to learn what David had a desire to learn? That he says, that I may learn thy statutes. Grace makes us feel our ignorance of the statutes of the Lord. Then we feel how deeply that we have fallen, and that we were created in His image, with the knowledge of Him and His way, and we do not know that way anymore. And grace puts a desire in the heart of a man that he may know that way of the Lord again. We read that often in the Word of God. We read that from the mouth of the disciples. We read that also in the Psalms, that God's people, they are saying, O Lord, teach me. Teach me. That is now the need for the prophetical office of Christ, that they may learn what they feel that they do not know. And thus David says here, that I may learn thy statutes. Thus it is possible that that affliction that you must bear from the Lord, that it is actually an answer to your true and to your sincere prayer. When the Lord, when you have asked the Lord, O Lord, wilt thou teach me? And that the Lord, He is sending affliction as your teacher, that I might learn thy statutes. What are statutes? We read in Psalm 119 about the law of the Lord, about the commandments of the Lord, the testimonies of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord. These terms, they are sometimes in that psalm interchanged with one another, but each of them has actually its own particular meaning. Thus, the word statutes. The word statutes comes from a word that means to mark. It means to trace out, to describe, to set in order. Thus, the statutes of the Lord, to learn the statutes of the Lord, that is referring to the Lord marking out my way, that the Lord would describe my way to me according to His own will, according to His own word. What do you think? Did David not know the statutes of the Lord? Did his father Jesse not teach him the word of the Lord, that he should know what the way of the Lord was for him? Fathers, mothers, is not this our task from the Lord, that we would teach our children the statutes of the Lord? Then we are responsible that we diligently mark out the way for them, that we do not only tell them what that way is, but that we may trace out that way for them. Indeed, we may certainly believe that Jesse, he has also traced out, that he has marked out for David his way, according to the word of the Lord. And yet, Yet David says, I do not know it. Thus David feels something of the insufficiency of the knowledge which he has received from his father. Thus the Spirit of the Lord, he is giving a man knowledge of himself, discernment, that he may know the difference between knowledge and knowledge, the difference between what is taught to him in his mind and that which has been taught to him from the Lord, and gives to him a desire that he may be instructed from the Lord himself. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. What does David say? David says, there are things that my father could not teach me. There are things that I could not learn in my prosperity. Luther said, I did not know the meaning of the Word of God until I was brought into affliction. Calvin, he says, when as long as God deals gently with us, then we go in our wayward way. The Lord said to his people, Judah, he says, I spoke to thee in your prosperity, and ye said, I will not hear. This was thy way from thy youth, and so thou hast departed from me, but I will now give thee affliction. I will bring you into tribulation, and then you will be ashamed of your way. That is now, as it were, the last resort that the Lord is using that he may instruct his people. And David, he says also in this psalm, this was now to my shame, the only way that the Lord could instruct me. We read that here in verse 67. David, he says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I erred. I was ignorant. I was deceived. Despite everything that my father taught me, despite even grace in my heart in the day of prosperity. But he says, now have I kept thy word. Affliction. Affliction has brought me into that right way. It was marked out for me that I might know his will and that I might do it. And thus David, he has a Thanksgiving day. He has a Thanksgiving day for his afflictions. Why? Well, because of the end. Because of the purpose that those afflictions have wrought in his life. That was not for the afflictions themselves. If we may be taught without them, then would we not be a blessed people? But David, he looked at the end, at the purpose, at the fruit and what those afflictions have brought forth. And this end was so very, very dear unto him. What does he say? That was to learn thy statutes, that the Lord would mark out his way for me, the Lord would draw it out for me, that the Lord would lead me in his way, no, not only in a subjective way, in an objective way, but also in a subjective way. And this learning of the statutes of the Lord, that the Lord would direct him, that the Lord would lay it out, that the Lord would lead him, that he would only have to follow, that was more important to David than to evade all kinds of suffering, all kinds of afflictions and trials and tribulations in this world. The afflictions, David says, they are temporary. But that instruction, that learning, that knowledge, that is permanent. The afflictions, David says, they are temporal. They have to do with this life. But that learning, that instruction, that knowledge, that has to do with another life, that is not temporal, but that is spiritual, that is eternal. The afflictions, David says, those are grievous, but that knowledge, that lesson, that is blessed. Those afflictions, indeed, they have caused me many tears, much grief of heart. But that instruction, that knowledge that is beyond value, that has caused my heart to rejoice. Paul says, the fathers of our flesh, they have afflicted us according to their own pleasure for a few days. But he says, thou for our profit. And what profit is that? Well, he says that we may be partakers of his holiness. That is, that we may be led in a way of sanctification. What is the purpose of sanctification? We know what justification does. That gives a man a right to salvation. But sanctification, that makes a man fit. It makes him fit to dwell with the Lord. It makes him fit to be reconciled to him and to live with him in his own communion. And now what does the church say? That end, that purpose, that goal, that is now the chief good. That is to be desired more than all the rest is to be abhorred. And that is now why the world is not able to acknowledge and to thank the Lord for their afflictions. No, they are only able to curse God for afflictions. Why? Because there is no desire for that communion with the Lord. There is no need for the sanctification. And thus, there is no desire that they may receive this instruction. But with David, it was so different. Is it also different with us? Let us sing first. Psalter 253, 6 and 7. That man is blessed whom thou, O Lord, with chastening hand dost teach thy will. For in the day when sinners fall, that man in peace abideth still. And what follows in the 7th, so the 6th and the 7th of Psalter 253. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Can we say this also on this Thanksgiving Day? Paul, he saw the necessity of the thorn in his flesh. Why? He said, lest I be exalted above measure. For the abundance of the revelations given unto me, he said, because of the pride of my heart, that I would be kept low under the blessings that the Lord has given unto me, even the spiritual blessings. And so the necessity of the thorn and the end, the purpose to be kept in that way of humility, then Paul, he says, it is good for me. The way that leads unto life, that is a narrow way. It does not allow a man to go to the right hand or to the left hand, because the Lord, he will preserve his people from an eternal and everlasting destruction. The Lord says of his people, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. And that vine within that vineyard of his own, he says, I will prune it in order that it may bring forth more fruit. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. It is good. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Congregation, what are now those afflictions that the Lord has laid upon your shoulders? And how may we bear up under those afflictions? Children, young people, there are some also of you. Some of you that have afflictions above other children, above other young people, that you have to bear. Some of them we can see. Some of them maybe we cannot see. And maybe you say sometimes in your heart, why does this have to be with me? Because the other children, they can run and play like I cannot. And why is it that I now have to bear this cross? And maybe then you are jealous. Is that a good jealousy? Is that really a right jealousy, boys and girls? Young people, you know what Jeremiah says? He says it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. And if the Lord says it is good, then is it not good? Does it not have an appointed end from the Lord? You know what we read of Christ? We read of Christ himself, that it was through affliction that he learned obedience. He learned obedience, we read, by the things that he suffered. That is, he learned that patient bearing according to the will of his own Father, that is, in his human nature. What is now the value that we place on that instruction? What is the value that we place on that learning that David desired? To learn the statutes of the Lord, does that mean so little to us, you and me? Does it mean so little to us that we are not willing to bear up under a few afflictions for a little time? Is it not good when a physician will apply his medicine, considering the things that are going to follow? Are not all afflictions that are outside of hell good, that they may keep us from that greater evil? And thus, if we may now look back on this Thanksgiving Day for a moment, and we may ask ourselves what now those afflictions have taught us. Have those afflictions taught us anything of the statutes of the Lord? Have they laid out for us the way of the Lord? Did those afflictions now serve to make you consider the cause of those afflictions? How evil that sin is before the Lord? Have you learned thereby the statutes of the Lord? Those afflictions, have they served to take away your enjoyment of the pleasures of sin for a season, in order that you may enjoy one day the pleasures at the right hand of the Lord forevermore? Those afflictions, have they served to draw you out of this vanity fair, where your heart that would go after all the temporal enjoyments, have they served to bring you upon that narrow way? What have now those afflictions taught you of the statutes of the Lord? Have they made you more heavenly minded? Have they made you to seek the things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God, and not the things that are on the earth? Have they taught you the shortness of time? Have they taught you anything about the value of time, that you may see that time is like an ever-rolling stream that is bearing all its sons away? Have they made you to contemplate death? Have they made you to stop and to consider your last end, when your flesh would put far from you the evil day? Have they made you more careful in your walk? Have they made you more sober-minded? Have they caused you to set an example of sobriety in this world? Your afflictions in the season past, how have they served you? Have they served you to instruct you that you may learn the smallest part of the statutes of the Lord? Have they changed at all your perception of that which is good? Have they destroyed all your vain hopes, all your carnal expectations? Have they dismantled the castles in the air that you have desired to build? Your afflictions, have you learned thereby the statutes of the Lord? Did they direct your path to an inner chamber? Did they bring you on your knees so that you would cry day and night unto Him who alone is able to deliver you from that eternal death. Your afflictions, your trials, your tribulations, your persecutions, have they brought you to that place where you took the novel that you were reading and you have thrown it in the garbage and you have taken up the Word of God that you may search in that Word? Did they teach you the value of redemption? May you learn thereby the value of spiritual things. Did they give any desire in your heart that you may have communion with the Lord? Your afflictions, what have they served to direct you, to mark out your way? May you see anything of the value of the sufferings of the Son of God, to see what He has suffered, wherefore that He has suffered it, and give that with your whole heart, that you may desire that you may be included in those sufferings. Your afflictions, what have they wrought for you in the past season? Have they kept you from taking for granted all the blessings that you have received out of the hand of the Lord? Have they made you more thankful? Have they made that you may live more dependently on the Lord? That you may go from day to day? May you by your afflictions be more content with the things that you have. Did tribulation work patience? And patience experience? And experience hope, even that hope that shall never be made ashamed? Did they wean you from this world? Did they give you any desire that you may depart out of this world and that you may be with Christ, which is far better? Or if your afflictions, if they have done even the smallest part of all of this, then may you not call them good on this Thanksgiving Day? Are they then not more valuable than all of the prosperity that you have received, that could not teach you one of these divine lessons? Do we then have less to thank the Lord for than those who are wicked? Are we not rather than to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name"? David says, "It is good. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn Thy statutes." Mr. Brom, you remember him, right, children? Young people, he has stood here so often. And you know what he has said also so often? He has said so often, every house has its own cross, and every heart has its own pain. Do you remember it? He is gone, but his words, they stay behind. And so it is true, that is every one of us. There is not a house, there is not a heart that does not have a cross, that does not have a pain. But now we ask of you on the morning of this Thanksgiving Day, what now that it has profited us? Because if it has not profited us, and if we have not learned the statutes of the Lord by our afflictions, then how else can we learn them? Is our case really not desperate? when even the last means, as it were, that the Lord uses for man, they are not effective. Because then a man, he goes to his destruction. It is good for me. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It is not what the church is able to say every day. And yet, one day that church is going to say what David writes here in these verses. What does he say? He says, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. One day they will say this, even if they cannot say it every day in this world. O Lord, thou hast dealt well with thy servant. There was not one thing that was out of its place. There was not one thing that was unnecessary. There was not one thing that was upside down. The Lord give patience. The Lord give a sanctified view of our life. And the Lord give us to bless His name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it all must come from Thee. Thou gavest it to Thy servant, that he may say it with his whole heart. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. O Lord, give it unto us too. Each and every one of us, that we may so treasure the instruction in the statutes of the Lord, that we may be led, that we may have our way marked out for us, that we may be kept from going to the right hand and going to the left hand, so that when we come to the end of our journey, then our end may be with Thee. Lord, forgive all of our many, many sins. And wilt Thou remember us together. Be with us further in this day. Help Thy servant, who is to be among us also in this afternoon hour. Wilt Thou strengthen him and help him receive our humble thanks. For what Thou hast given, that we also may bring Thy word yet in this morning, and if it could please Thee, that Thou may grant us more strength, and that we may serve this our people, amongst whom Thou hast sent us. We ask it according to Thy holy will, for Jesus' sake, amen. 329, all the stanzas. Lord, Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant. Thy promise is faithful and just. Instruct me in judgment and knowledge, for in Thy commandments I trust. 1 through 4 of 329.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessed.